Well, Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on this community, and we pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2021-32, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the fourth quarter budget adjustments for FY 2021. In the general fund, there is a request to transfer out $50,000 to the Street Improvement Fund for the city match of an NMDOT grant. In the Street Improvement Fund, there is a request to increase capital by $1 million for Cherry Lane improvements. The city received a grant from NMDOT in the amount of $950,000. This is also item 3B on the agenda, which Mr. Cass will cover shortly. And then the $50,000 is coming from the general fund and the previous budget adjustment. This concludes the fourth quarter budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Question for Ms. Salcido. Okay.
Thank you.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Yes. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I'd ask Mr. Cass to briefly discuss B1, please.
Mr. Mayor, council members, before you today is a request to move and award the Cherry Lane Road Project to Constructors, Inc. We held a bid opening last week. We received two bids, Constructors being the lowest of those two. The project is under budget, and we would ask today for your approval on this.
Question for Mr. Cass. Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Mayor, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve in a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of Resolution 2021-33, a resolution supporting changes to the visitor policy at the Carlsbad Caverns National Park. And I would like to say that for the last few weeks and even last months, we've had many, many complaints about the caverns and the things that are going on there. So I would turn it over to Councilman Shirley.
Thank you, Mayor. It came to my attention a few weeks ago that obviously throughout the COVID pandemic, we obviously had to shut down visitation to the Carlsbad Caverns. As we began to open back up, national parks began to open up as well. Early on, they were restricted in the amount of visitors that they had, and I believe that was maybe at 25%. don't recall the exact number, but so there were quite a few visitors that would go and have to wait for hours to go in or maybe not get in at all for that day, and that's the only day they had allocated to be there. They went to a reservation system, which I think was a reasonable way to do some of that. But the getting the word out to the public that you have to have a reservation was still sketchy at best. And so several complaints have come in, as the mayor said, of not being able to get in. I feel like the Park Service did probably the best they could with the information that they had and the restrictions that they had to abide by. Our staff at the Caverns have done a very good job, even dealing with those that are upset, you know, and things like that. But as we begin to open up around the country and we're seeing more things even open at full capacity, I think it's time for the governing body of the city to consider a request to our Department of Interior and just asking for the complete opening or at least a better system moving forward. I think it's time to change that again so that we can get our tourism going, which is so vital to the economy in Carlsbad. So that's the request before you today.
Questions or comments from the council?
If I could add just a little bit of something to that. Being down in White City, we heard a lot of complaints from mostly foreign nationals who had accents other than American, who were not aware of the reservation system and traveled long distances to get here, only to find out they couldn't go.
We've also had the same complaints, people traveling all the way across the country just to see the Caverns and then turned away. So something needs to change. Councilman?
Is the Interior Department, have they said that they're, is this a permanent deal for them? Are they stuck in this mode, or are they?
Well, they have a color code system that they're abiding by, plus the governor's restrictions.
Yeah.
So we're asking that they, because of the unique situation at the Caverns, that they open it up more.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be open fairly soon in the state of New Mexico.
So, Mayor, I would make a motion to approve the resolution.
We have a motion to approve.
Second that.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Moves us to number five, adjourn, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Lisa, for joining.